Good morning, and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Bring your attention to the breath. Gentle inhalation and exhalation. The ebbing and the flow. The contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So as we take the next 3 deep breaths in, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Hold. Gently. Bring attention down into the cave of the heart, the monster of the spirit, the sanctuary of the soul. That's life hub. Inhale. Hold. And as we take our 3rd and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that for the next 9 or so minutes, we are consciously choosing to commune with the ground of being, God in us. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 139 from Psalms for Praying, An Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Mill. O my beloved, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my innermost thoughts. You find me on the journey and guide my steps. You know my strength and my weaknesses. Even before words rise up in prayer, lo, you have already heard my heart's call. You encompass me with love wherever I go, and your strength is my shield. Such sensitivity is too wonderful for me. It is boundless. It is high. In my soul's response, where could I go from your spirit? Or how could I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in darkness, you are there. If I soar on the wings of the morning, or dwell in the deepest parts of the sea, even there your hand will lead me, and your love will embrace me. If I say, let only darkness cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night dazzles as with the sun. The darkness is as light with you. For you formed my inward being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you. For you are to be reverenced and adored. Your mysteries fill me with wonder. More than I know myself, do you know me? My essence was not hidden from you. When I was being formed in secret, intricately fashioned from the elements of the earth, your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your records were written, every one of them, the days that were numbered for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious to me are your creations, O blessed one. How vast is the sum of you. Who could count your innumerable gifts and blessings? At all times you are with me. Oh, that you would vanquish my fears, beloved. Oh, that ignorance and suffering would depart from me. My ego separates me from true abandonment to surrendering myself into your hands. Yet, are these not the very thorns that you focus my thoughts upon you? Will I always need reminders to run and turn my face to you? I yearn to come to you in love, to learn of your mercy and wisdom. Search me, O my beloved, and know my heart. Try me and discern my thoughts. Help me to face the darkness within me. Enlighten me that I might radiate your love and light. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, that we consciously come into communion with you this morning, aware that truly you, who are the source of all that is, you in whom we live, move, and have our being, you whose life, light, power, presence is the essence which sustains us. Let us know, like the psalmist for you, that there is nowhere where you are not, from the depths of the sea to the highest of the highest mountains. You are there. You are everywhere that we can think of, and even where we cannot think of, you are there. So let us come know ye, that you are the source that is everywhere present at every place in space and time. Let us come knowing you, that you are the same yesterday, today, forever, world without end. Let us come knowing you, that you, the source of all that is, it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom that contains all peace, all joy, all love, all harmony, all abundance. Let us come knowing you into this awareness that we are made in your image and likeness, that image and likeness that is all good, that is all love, that is all accepting. Mother, Father, God, when we feel overwhelmed, disturbed, and distressed with all that is happening in our world, let us come knowingly into your presence and affirm that you know what to do and how to do it. That the earth and all its inhabitants are yours. That we are all the expressions and manifestations of the one life, the one presence, the one power. And as we come knowingly into this truth, into this remembrance, into this awareness, let our hearts find peace. Let our hearts find comfort. Let our hearts find acceptance. That you are unchanging and unchangeable, God. That heaven and earth abides forever, and your word will not pass away. O divine beloved Mother, Father, God, we surrender everything that is happening in our beautiful world. We surrender all the world leaders and governments. We surrender everything that concerns us, our loved ones, our friends, our family. We surrender it all now to you.
and with heartfelt thanks and gratitude. We rest, knowing that you will do the perfect work in perfect and timely ways, in perfect and divine order. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, you are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. So it is. Take a moment to allow that prayer to resonate within you. And today let us silently affirm our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without, manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God, within and without, eternal and unceasing. Divine beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy birthday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together once again on Sunday. For Dr. Ing's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.